This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Kremlin in Russia on Sunday accused the United States of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs and downplayed the scale of the weekend's protests when tens of thousands rallied in support of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. More than 3,500 demonstrators were detained in protest across the country on Saturday, with several injured in clashes with police in Moscow following Navalny's call to rally against President Vladimir Putin and his 20-year rule. The West has widely condemned the harsh tactics used against the demonstrators, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian saying Sunday the mass arrest of protesters was an intolerable affront and a slide toward authoritarianism. Polish President Andrzej Duda told the Financial Times newspaper that he calls for the European Union to step up sanctions against Russia over Navalny's treatment. He said sanctions are the only nonviolent way to force Russia to observe international law. The Polish leader also said EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell should reconsider plans to visit Russia next month unless Navalny is released. EU foreign ministers are due to consider their response to Navalny's detention on Monday. Putin's spokesman on Sunday accused the United States embassy of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs after the mission distributed a demonstration alert to U.S. citizens in Russia, recommending they avoid protests. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said on Sunday that the United States strongly condemns the arrest and the use of the harsh tactics against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. Price added the U.S. is urging Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation of the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. This is VOA News. The office of the French president said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight coronavirus. The two leaders spoke by phone on Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together for peace in the Near and Middle East, in particular on the Iranian nuclear issue. Those are the words of the French presidency. The pair spoke for about an hour in English, according to members of Macron's team. A White House statement describing France as America's oldest ally added that Biden had pledged close coordination with Paris on climate change, COVID-19, and the global economy. It said Biden stressed his commitment to bolstering the transatlantic relationship through NATO and the United States partnership with the European Union. The White House said Biden and Macron also discussed cooperation on China, the Middle East, Russia, and the Sahel. The call was the U.S. leader's latest effort to mend relations with Europe after they were badly strained under his predecessor, Donald Trump. Since his inauguration Wednesday, Biden has spoken by phone with the leaders of France, Britain, Mexico, and Canada. That was his first phone call to a foreign power. Biden has vowed to return to a more traditional U.S. diplomacy built around close ties to its two North American partners and also to Western Europe and Asian allies. Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa was re-elected on Sunday with 61.6% of the vote. That's according to partial results covering 98% of Portugal's constituencies. Socialist challenger Ana Gomes came in second with 12.24% of the vote. In third place was the far-right candidate André Ventura, who had 11.9% of the vote. Again, these are partial results. The head of state in Portugal has no legislative powers, which lie with the parliament and the government, but he is an influential voice in the running of the country. Rescue teams in China have brought to the surface 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion January 10th. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. They had established contact with rescuers before Sunday and had been receiving food and supplies. A total of 22 miners were trapped about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died. 10 others are still missing. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine, which was still under construction, for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. Marissa Melton, VOA News.